so much of the focus on yoga is on the asana or the postures, but really there's so much more to the practice. So for me, when a child learns how to regulate their breath through what I'm teaching them and then in turn regulate their emotions, that's a win.
Hey, midlifers, welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostess. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Hey there, beautiful. Quick announcement before we dive into today's episode. Enrollment is still open for my Freedom at Midlife 7-week group coaching program. Class begins January 16th. Now, I know the $200 coupon expired, but don't worry, I got you covered. You can still get $100 off with the code 100 at checkout. This special discount is available until January 16th. So don't miss your chance to save and, most importantly, to transform your life. Let me tell you, this program is a total game changer. It's packed with everything you need to rediscover your badass, joyful, and confident self, including 7 easy to follow modules, the Freedom Playbook to guide you step by step, weekly live group coaching calls, access to our private sister circle community for support and encouragement, and my exclusive Freedom Meditation series to nourish your beautiful soul. Whether you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or just ready for a fresh start, this program was made for you. This is your time to reinvent yourself, step into your power, and create a life that lights you up. Don't wait until next year. Please, please, please do not wait until next year to make a change. Your transformation starts now. Head to freedomatmidlife.com and use code 100 to snag $100 off before January 16th. Let's do this together, ladies. All right. Let's dive into today's episode, but seriously, don't you forget to join us. Your freedom is waiting. Welcome back, my beautiful midlife mavens. Today, we have an incredibly inspiring guest who has been at the forefront of the children's yoga movement for over 17 years. Wow, you go, girl. Meet Lauren Chaitoff, founder, chief visionary officer of Yogi Beans, such a cute name, and a certified yoga and Pilates instructor. Lauren is a pioneer in promoting children's mental and physical well-being through yoga and mindfulness. She's worked with leading brands like American Girl, Athleta, my fave, and the NYC Department of Education, bringing her passion for wellness to kids, parents, and educators around the world. Lauren's debut book, 108 Awesome Yoga Poses for Kids, is a whimsical and playful guide designed to help kids manage stress and regulate emotions through yoga. Whether it's an under the sea or jungle safari theme, Lauren's creative approach makes yoga fun and accessible for children everywhere. From teaching her first Yogi Beans class in 2007 to creating a globally recognized wellness brand, Lauren is on a mission to help the next generation thrive. Get ready to be inspired by her story, her insights, and her contagious enthusiasm for mind-body wellness. Please welcome Lauren to the show. Waha!
Oh my goodness, that was probably one of like the best intros ever. So thank you.
Isn't that nice to hear though? You know, it's like, ooh, who is she talking about?
I was like, this person sounds amazing.
Let me meet this Lauren girl.
No, thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate it. That was great.
Well, thanks for being here. And I told you earlier, your book is so cute. It is so well done. I mean, really, I like the full color. I like even your cute pants that you're wearing in it. And then it tells you the ages, like for the poses and just the different names. I don't think I can do the telephone though.
The telephone. Oh, it's a bit of a hip opener.
Yeah. If you're on YouTube, you can see when I try to do the telephone, but I can't. It's like literally putting your foot up next to your ear.
Well, I always tell the kids, yoga's a practice, not a perfect. So we try. It might not get to your ear, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is seriously such a good book. It is. I mean, I wish I'd had this book with my kids. Like, and helping them to just relax their body, relax their mind. It is so good. But we'll get back to that. My first question for you is, how did you get into yoga?
How did I get into yoga? So in, it almost feels like a past life, but in my, I guess up until I was in my mid-20s, I was very serious about pursuing acting. So I was a theater major. I went to Northwestern. I studied theater. I moved out to Los Angeles. I, you know, pursued acting. And during that time, I was waiting tables and bartending and cocktail waitressing. And I decided I need a job that pays my rent, but also fills my soul. So I started teaching Pilates because at the time I didn't think I was spiritual enough to teach yoga or good enough, or I had this whole, you know, story in my head. And then I moved back to New York. I moved back in about 2005. So, oh my God, 20 years ago, I moved back and I kind of decided, you know what? I don't think I want to continue acting anymore. I was doing a few, you know, like little shows. I wouldn't even say off Broadway, like so off, you know, like so far off.
Off the off, literally.
Yeah, I was doing
in the next town.
Yeah, like that. Yes. You know, the Lower East Side, little playhouses and stuff. And I just decided, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore professionally. And I was like, still teaching Pilates. And I said, you know what? I really love inspiring people in their wellness journey. I was feeling good about that. So I was like, maybe I will get my yoga certification. And I got my yoga certification through Yoga Works, which at the time back in like the early aughts was everywhere in the city. And when I completed my teaching practicum, which is, you know, at the end of your certification, you go up, you teach, they give you feedback. Yeah. My feedback was, Lauren, you have good cueing, you know, all your alignment points. However, you do have a lot of energy. And if you're going to go teach yoga, you may want to tone it down a bit. And I thought, okay, well, I do have a lot of energy. I know who I am. And to me, yoga is about being authentic. It's about truth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to change who I am for anyone. And I was like, I should use this energy and I should channel it and I should teach yoga to kids. And I did a lot of children's theater. I was a nanny. So I'd always loved working with children. And that's kind of how the idea for Yogi Beans.
Interesting. I would have never see. And I shared with you too. I got certified in yoga and that was one of my issues. I had way too much energy. I was like, I couldn't even like, okay, now let's go ahead and lay down on the floor. I was just like, I feel so weird. Although I did record meditations and I had to use that voice, and that's a little bit easier, but in teaching yoga. But how creative though for you to do that. So, okay, and then Yogi Beans, how did that? I mean, you shared a little bit about how that started.
Yes. But. So I had this idea. I was like, you know what? I should probably, maybe I should teach yoga to children. And at the time, one of my trainers, she had like a 2-year-old who she'd bring with her a lot. And they'd always be like, Lauren, you have to stop playing with Noah. Lauren, come back into the training. So, you know, I was like, I think I should use this work and share it with children. And I was teaching Pilates. And I had a lot of clients on the Upper East Side, Upper West Side. And they would tell me these stories about their children, you know, they're interviewing for preschools or they're so stressed. I'm like, I couldn't even believe interviewing for a preschool. Yeah. And I thought to myself, you know what? Children really need this. And that's, you know, I said, I think my energy would lend itself well. I think children, especially in, you know, at the time in New York City, these stories I were hearing, I'm like, they need this just as much as I do. And I think a lot of us that begin our wellness journey or come into yoga, we tend to start it later in life. You know, I started, my first yoga class was in college and I I'm going to say I was an anxious child. I'm an anxious adult, you know? And I thought to myself, wow, if only I knew just a little bit of what I learned since I started my practice and just learning about, you know, I'm not my thoughts in my head. Yeah. And all of these things that yoga gave to me, I said, wow, if 7 or 8 year old Lauren knew just an iota of any of this, how different my childhood might have been. So that was also a big impetus for me. Like, why wait? Why we do all these other things as children.
Yeah, I mean, some people think that yoga is just about like the asanas, the physical poses, but it's so much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And yes. I can see then why that would be so helpful. I mean, it's helpful for all ages, but especially for children. It's like it's setting that foundation for them of mm-hmm. how to regulate their emotions, how to be calm, how to... And even just standing, you know, in good posture.
All the benefits. Exactly. There's the physical benefits for the children, you know, learning how to stand tall and, mm-hmm. you know, flexibility, strength. But there's also the mental focus, concentration. Mm-hmm. And the big one is the emotional, especially children today, you know, the stress they're under with social media and all of that external validation that they're seeking. So teaching them to go inward.
Do you know of children that you've taught when they're little and they're still keeping up with it?
Oh, yeah. I have. So I started Yogi Beans in 2007, shortly after my move back from California. And I have three sisters that I started teaching in 2007. They were maybe 2, 5, and 7 at the time around that. Mm-hmm. Now they're in their 20s. One is graduated. One is a senior in college, one is going to college, and I still keep in touch with them. Yeah, for sure. And we've spoken about how their yoga practice has stayed with them throughout their journey. And I have other students that reach out to me. I mean, I've been doing it long enough now that the kids that started with me when they were younger, they're in college and graduated.
Yeah. I mean, I can see though, how, again, like the mindfulness piece can be so critical for a child. And it's something that like, you don't ever... I don't know who said it, but it was Einstein that like, once you expand the mind, it can never go back. You can never. Mm-hmm. So, and it's so true. It's like once you expose a child to a lot of those, you know, those teachings, it's in there. I mean, so much better, so much better than some of the crappy limiting beliefs we adopt as a child, you know?
I think
good things.
Children are also very, I have found, especially the younger they are, they're already connected to all this. It's as we get older, right? And as we start taking these signals from society, that we start closing ourselves off, that we start not honoring our authentic self. So like the younger the child, the more they're like, oh yeah, this all makes sense. And then as especially tweens and teens, you know, that's when we start getting, we're looking outwards instead of inwards. So yoga helps them with that.
Are your classes all in person?
Most of them. Yeah. We have a few virtual like kids that work with us virtually, but yes, all of our classes are in person. So we work with, schools, nonprofits, municipalities, corporate clients, private clients. And we have a team of amazing instructors that go and teach all the classes. I mean, at one point, you know, years ago, it was me teaching 7 days a week, and now we've grown. So we have an incredibly gifted team of instructors that are passionate about sharing this work.
Do you find that there are some kids, like there's usually always like at least one super hyper kid that's bouncing around that he or she can't settle down? Like, and what do you do with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all different, you know, there's the child that doesn't want to participate. There's the child that's watching everything and absorbing it all. There's the super hyper child that gets everyone riled up. And I always tell, when I train instructors, I always tell them, you know, it's a life lesson. What you resist persists. So when working with children, you really have to be present. That's the first kind of the yoga sutra too. Yoga's now. So you be present with the children, and rather than resisting their energy, you want to go into their energy, right? And take it and then be able to kind of redirect it so you can get back to your lesson. So when there's really hyper children, you know, that's okay. A lot of parents will say, oh, my child could never do yoga. Of course they can. You don't have to, people say, oh, I'm not flexible, I can't do yoga. Well, that's why you do yoga, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as a teacher, people always say that, well, that's why you practice. So like if your child is super hyper, of course we want to teach it. And it's also children's yoga. So our classes are fun and there's movement and laughter. They're not expected to sit on the mat and be quiet the whole time.
I would think too, it's also a way for them to get in touch with their bodies, knowing their bodies. Like, I mean, I know for me, even just as an adult doing yoga, it's like nice and quiet. And then you feel like, oh, that's what that feels like when I'm raising my arm up. Oh, that hurts a little bit. Or, ooh, that feels good, right? I mean, it's a way for them to learn their bodies and to love their bodies.
Bing, bing, bing. So much about it's a ripple effect. And this is true for not just children, right? Like the love needs to start from within and then it can go outwards. So we're very big on I am affirmations. We're very big on stressing yoga is a non-competitive physical activity. And I taught adults for years too at Equinox and all the gyms in the city, and they still need those same reminders. You know, yoga's a practice, not a perfect. It's not about touching your toes. It's just like what you said, it's being aware of your body, right? In the present moment.
I love it. How do parents actually get their kids to start doing yoga?
So a lot of our classes take place in schools. So the kids are already there.
Oh, nice.
However, I just got an email just yesterday from a father. My 7-year-old wants to do yoga. So a lot of children actually ask their parent, you know, they want to practice it. It's surprisingly not such a hard sell. Children really, and I think part of it is our curriculum, and we're not adult yoga teachers teaching kids. We are children's yoga teachers. So children really enjoy the class. And the funniest part is they'll ask all the time, right? You have the first class and then they'll go, are we going to do that thing at the end where we like lie there? And we do that every class. They love
my Shavasana. Favorite pose.
Mine too. They love it. They love just being invited to just rest and not have to do anything. Right?
Yeah.
It's so important. We live, even for children, we're in this like hustle society and just being allowed to like lie there. They're like, we do that every class? Yeah, every class.
Yeah, giving yourself permission to rest. Yes.
Yeah. So important.
Do you ever do like parent, like a parent and child?
Yeah. We do family yoga. So for children under 3, there is always a grown-up present. I always say we're not babysitters. Yeah. So like for anyone under 3, if it's not a class in a school, but it's a class at a yoga studio, they're always going to come with an adult. And then for children, you know, above 3, we'll offer family yoga. So where the family gets to practice together. And that's really sweet.
What kind of transformation do you see that takes place even in just one class with the child?
I think the biggest thing that we can teach people, and what I've heard from parents as well, like what the children are really taking is, you know, how you breathe can change how you feel. So when a child is, let's say, overwhelmed or having a really big feeling or has to go to the doctor to get a vaccine or has to, I remember one parent, and this was years ago, he wrote us an email saying, I have to administer eye drops to my daughter. And every night it is like, I dread it. It is the bane of my existence. And he goes, and last night, I'm about to administer these drops. And she goes, Daddy, let me take a breath first. And he was like, I couldn't believe it. She took a deep breath and let me put the eye drops in. So I think tools like that, those coping strategies are the biggest takeaway. You know, I always tell parents and children, it's great if they can do a crow pose, sure. But like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, in the West, so much of the focus on yoga is on the asana or the postures. Mm-hmm. But really, there's so much more to the practice. So for me, when a child learns how to regulate their breath through what I'm teaching them and then in turn regulate their emotions, that's a win.
Ladies, are you ready to wake up to your greatness? If you're feeling stuck, unfulfilled, or navigating midlife changes like an empty nest, career shifts, or relationship challenges, then my book, Women Waking Up, 7 Steps to Midlife Greatness, is for you. Women Waking Up is designed to help you break free from limiting beliefs, reignite your passions, and step into your next chapter with confidence. This empowering guide is packed with real-life stories, practical tools, and actionable steps to help you reclaim your joy and create a life filled with purpose. And here's the best part. When you join the waitlist, you'll be the first to know when pre-orders open, and you'll unlock a ton of free bonuses. So what are you waiting for? Head to womenwakingup.com and get on the waitlist today. 2025 is your year to wake up and thrive.
I would think too that if a parent sees what
difference it's making for their child that they're like, ooh, maybe I'll start doing some yoga.
Yes. I've had many parents who come to family yoga who are like, this is the only time I'm stretching during the week, you know, and that class is for the family. It's not for just the adult, but I've had parents tell me, you know what, because my child started a yoga practice, I've started a practice. And I love hearing that.
Yeah. It's such a great way to bond with your child. Yes. I mean, I shared with you that, you know, when I got certified and then I started, like, my kids were my students, you know, because I had to get so many hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was so neat to see them. They were really engaged in it. They were like, oh, like they were doing tree pose and we'd kind of make it fun. And then at the very end, yeah, the asana, and they would fall asleep. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, they really do love it.
Yeah. So, let's talk more about the book. How did the book come about?
So the book came about, I started Yogi Beans in 2007. I was always like, you know, I want to write a book. And we do a lot of trainings. We train people how to teach yoga to kids. So in our training manual, we had all these pictures and they were old. And I was like, you know what? I need new pictures. Yeah. So I hired a photographer. I had all these beautiful pictures taken in those rainbow pants. And I think I took those photos. I'll tell you the date. It was like May 19th, 2020. So you know what was happening next. So we took these photos. And it was like we were hearing about COVID when we did the photo shoot. But we were all like, yeah, it's going to be fine. It's fine. It's fine. I have a makeup artist like in my face. And then the next day or two, the city shut down. Wow. Everything closed. Schools closed. And I had all these photos and I was like, what am I doing with them now? You know? So I decided I'm going to put all our trainings online. And for that year of 2020, everything kind of pivoted online. And I said, I'm going to create like a digital pose book. I'm going to create a PDF of all these poses and create some digital offering. And that totally bombed. I was total, you know, I had this idea and it happens. Right. And just did not do well, fell flat. And I was talking to a friend of mine who was in publishing. And I was like, I really, you know, I have all these cards. I know this would be such a great educational resource for parents and teachers and yogis. And he said, well, the first thing you need to do is you need to get an agent. And I was like, well, I know nothing about the publishing world. I have no idea like where to even start. And he was like, you know, good friend from college. He made an introduction. I met my agent, Liz, who was great, who believed in the project. She used to work for Sesame Street. So she had like a background in the children's world.
Oh, that's so cool.
And yeah. And then we pitched the book and, you know, you have your book coming out, you know, it works. And, and that's kind of, you know, the book came from that, from realizing that also children are very visual learners and most of the, books and products that are out there in the children's yoga world, they're not photographs. They're kind of like cute, adorable drawings of either like animals doing the pose or like a child doing the pose, but a drawing, not a photograph. And I'm like, I think having the photograph is so helpful because children can see the pose. Someone that is teaching it can clearly see the pose. So that was also another reason why I really felt passionate about the book.
Yeah, like I said, it's so well done. And it's cute. It's not too, I mean, yes, it's made for kids, but still I was like, oh, this is
I've had grown-ups be like, I could use it in an adult class. It toes that line of being really playful for a child, yet it's an excellent, a lot of teachers and especially PE teachers have told me it's such a great resource.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, this is so good for school teachers. It's like in like pick up, you know, maybe like they open up the book to a different pose each week or do they ever like do things like where the kids are actually like the teacher, like, okay, I'm gonna show you know?
Yeah, we do that in class too. I think it's great to empower children, especially you were saying like, what do you do when you have a really hyper child? I'm constantly trying to show children themselves in another light. So for the hyper child that's constantly told, oh, you're the class clown, or oh, you don't know how to listen, let's take that child and make them a leader. Let's take that child and say, you're going to teach this pose now, open to any pose in the book, and then you teach it. So yes, it's an excellent resource for schools as well.
Oh, good. And then you have a masterclass coming up,
which I think is so
cool. And it's free.
Yeah. It's totally free. So this is my first time, you know, I think, I when I started Yogi Beans in 2007, I was not, as women, I think we can either tear each other down or we lift each other up. And I am just a big believer in the latter. Like, why not, right? When one of us rises, we all rise. And when I entered the yoga world in 2007, I was not, I had someone who was kind of out to get me. And it was terrible. And talked a lot of negative stuff about me to other people in the industry, really tried to bring me down. And it hurt. And I had a lot of imposter syndrome for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been doing this for 17 years, and I've been fortunate to have a lot of success doing it. And I want to help other people, you know, because to me, the more children that are exposed to yoga, the better our world will be, you know, if more children are compassionate and have self-compassion and just, you know, mindfulness and present moment awareness. So I want to help other people that are either already teaching yoga or interested or curious about teaching yoga to children. I want to show them, like, you, if I can do this, you can do this too.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You're being the change we need to see in the world.
Yeah, right? I think sometimes the world is so overwhelming, right? With all these negative things that we hear, especially on social media, you're inundated with like the divisiveness and like, it doesn't have to be like that, you know?
We
can all do our small part when it feels overwhelming, I have to remind myself, like, if I could just do my small part in like my small corner of the world, again, that's going to have a ripple effect. Rather than being like, what do? The world is a dumpster fire, like, right? If you feel like, just focus on like your small corner. And then you'll see, like, even if you just change one person's life, right, in a day, like, I always think, like, what can I do today to just maybe uplift one person, whether it's giving them a compliment or holding the door open for someone or something like that, like one small thing to pay it forward. So I have a free masterclass for anyone, and going back to that, interested in teaching yoga to kids. It's going to be January 15th, 17th, and 21st. You go to yogibeans.com/yes. You can sign up there. It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited.
Do they already need to be?
No, you need nothing. Nice. You need nothing. You need just, I like working with children.
Yep.
I love yoga. This sounds interesting. Like, that's all. You know, if you're like, I hate kids and I hate yoga, it might not be for you. But if you're like, maybe then don't come. But if you're like, I love working with children, even people that are in the wellness industry, we get a lot of people that are, you know, get a lot of OTs, PTs, we get a lot of therapists that come, and then they incorporate
like even nurses, like if they're... Yeah. They can help, like when they're, you know, kids are in the hospital, and they can help them. Hey, let's calm our mind, calm our bodies. Let's do this little pose. Oh, it's
so we've worked with the Ronald McDonald House before, going there, teaching yoga to kids there. So you're working with children, you can incorporate this work into anything that you're doing. Whether you're a speech pathologist, whether you're a reading specialist, a guidance counselor, there are ways to infuse this into your work.
I'm glad you didn't listen to that naysayer years ago.
Right? Yeah.
I'm glad that you didn't side with her. I'm glad you're like trusted your heart and your soul and you went for it. And I'm even glad that when you took the pictures of the poses and then that first thing flopped, because then now you have this beautiful book. It's so cool.
It's a lesson, right? Like, sometimes things have a way of working out or unfolding in ways that we don't always expect, you know?
Yeah.
So for anyone on like that entrepreneurial journey and they think like, oh, this didn't turn out the way, and this didn't turn out the way I hoped. And then you're like, okay. But if you believe in it, then you just keep moving forward. You don't let it stop you, and you keep moving forward and moving forward, and things have a way of unfolding.
Yeah.
Unexpected ways of unfolding.
Yeah. I mean, and that's one thing I especially learned in doing yoga. It's like, okay, this, I can't do this pose today. Maybe I can do it another day. Oh, that didn't work out the way I wanted to. This, then it ends up, you know what I mean? Like being detached and just surrendering and just allowing.
And flexible, no pun intended, right? But like being, not the physical flexible, but just being flexible and being like, today, maybe I can't do this pose and tomorrow, maybe I can. It's all a practice. It's all a journey. It's, you know, so much of the yoga I say the real goal is to take your yoga off the mat and mm-hmm. into your everyday life. It's not so much yeah. about touching your toes or doing down dog, you know, although those yes. feel great, you know,
yeah.
but it's so much more than that.
You know, I was just thinking too, that like this book, I know we're past Christmas, past the holidays, but it's always a good time for a gift. But it's a great gift, like to give to, for your kids that have kids, for your grandkids, for your friends that have kids. I mean, it's really.
Absolutely. Good. It's a healthy gift. You know, it's
yeah.
like, I have a 12-year-old who's in middle school and she's like the only one that does not have a phone. We have like held really strong.
Good for
that,
you.
You know? We have held, and I see now she's okay with it now. You know, she yeah. sees like what her friends, which people always say, oh, but they're left out, of so many other things that you want them to yeah. be left out of. And going back to the book, it's such a, you know, you're instilling these healthy habits in children. So, you know,
yeah.
you get them a book, get them a yoga mat, get them a water bottle. You know, you could do a whole wellness package about, you know, loving yourself, because that's so important. That's what we want to teach young girls and boys.
No, I know. It's funny. You're talking about the phone because my kids just came out here to Portugal. And now that they're adults, you know, then they tell me all the things that drove them crazy. When they were kids, and one of them that, because I was so strict about them not having a phone until it was either 12 or 13 years old, and they give me a hard time. I'm like, I'm telling you though, it made a difference in your life.
Yes, I believe
they're really good about picking up the phone and calling. They're actually probably better than I am as far as like, well, they're not texting and doing it. Like when you're with them, they are with you. They are present. They're not just on their phones the whole time. So that does make a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. That's good.
This is so good, Lauren. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So I sound like a mommy, but I'm so proud of you.
I appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
I can't imagine like there's going to be more coming. I feel beyond the book and beyond. Yeah.
I hope so. My word for this year is open, right? I am just nice. Trying to be open and receptive, yeah. right? It's easy to not, I think too, like just kind of, yeah, as we get older and are in like yep. our midlife, right? Just not mm-hmm. playing small anymore, right?
Yeah.
Going for it, you know?
Be open to whatever it. Comes your way. Yeah. I like it. So where can we find you and how do we get the book and join the masterclass?
Yes. So you can find me. I feel like I'm probably most, we're on all the things, but I feel like I'm most active on Instagram because we have the largest community there. So we're yogi_beans. You can find us at yogibeans.com. And then the masterclass is yogibeans.com/yes. So just a big
oh, nice.
Yes. Yes. It's just yogibeans.com/yes. Go for it. Do it. You can sign up for the masterclass there. Again, totally free. Just a 1 hour of you're curious. Yeah. Come. Not going to hurt.
Yes. Just say yes and be open.
Be open.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, no matter what you, if you do anything with it, it's like you'll get something out of it.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're just like, oh, I learned something for myself, or I learned something I could share with like my child, or I learned something I could share with my grandchild. You
know, yes.
It's going to be a win-win.
I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Wendy.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are 3 ways you can thank me. Number 1, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number 2, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number 3, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.